From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. On Monday, November 10th at 9 a.m., the Cook County Canvass Board will meet in the Commissioner's Room at the courthouse to canvass the results of Tuesday's election. If the board certifies the apparent tie in the District 1 election, Auditor-Treasurer Brady Powers will decide the winner by lot, and the loser will be immediately notified that he or she may request a publicly funded recount. If the recount is called for, the canvass board will adjourn and the auditor's staff will recount the ballots. The canvass board will reconvene by 3 p.m. in the same location at the courthouse. If the recount confirms the tie, then the winner of the decision by lot will be the election winner. If a recount results in more votes for either candidate, that candidate will be the winner in District 1 as certified by the canvass board. Nearly 3 years after a study reported that 1 in 10 babies born in the Lake Superior region have unsafe levels of mercury in their blood, health officials are having a hard time finding women to participate in a mercury exposure study. State health officials are working with clinics in Cook County and aiming for up to 500 women between the ages of 16 and 50. The Duluth News Tribune reports enrollment started in May, and so far only about 220 have signed on in Cook County. Quote, "We may have overestimated the number of women in childbearing age on the North Shore," said Pat McCann, research scientist for the Minnesota Department of Health, "or we're just not reaching everyone we should be." Participants who receive a $50 Visa gift card for the effort have to give a blood sample to test for mercury levels and answer a brief questionnaire to determine women's fish-eating habits, how much, how big, how often, and what kind of fish they eat. If they have elevated levels of mercury, they're asked to come back in 6 months for a follow-up visit. The latest effort is a direct response to a study released in February of 2012 by the Minnesota Department of Health that showed 1 of every 10 babies born in the Lake Superior region of Minnesota has unsafe levels of toxic mercury in his or her bloodstream. Babies born in the summer had higher levels of mercury. It's believed that frequent meals of mercury-laden fish, such as large walleye or lake trout, are likely the primary means by which North Shore women are developing high levels of mercury that are then passed on to their fetuses. Fetuses, infants, and children are most at risk from mercury exposure because even small amounts can harm the developing brain and nervous system. The study concluded, quote, "This means that some pregnant women in the Lake Superior region have mercury exposures that need to be reduced." The head of the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board is leaving state government for a job with a Duluth-based foundation. IRRB Commissioner Tony Sertich is joining the Northland Foundation. The Mesabi Daily News reports the foundation made the announcement Thursday. Sertich was named to head the IRRB in 2011. A fourth-generation Iron Ranger, Sertich is a former state representative and former Minnesota House Majority Leader. The IRRB is a state development agency based in Eveleth that provides low or no-interest loans, grants, and loan guarantees for businesses relocating or expanding in northeastern Minnesota. Antofagasta, the Chilean-based global mining giant, will take complete control of the proposed Twin Metals copper project near Ely after acquiring Duluth Metals in a deal announced Monday. According to the Duluth News Tribune, the acquisition gives Antofagasta 100% ownership of the copper project proposed near the Coishue River along Minnesota Highway 1. The $85 million deal appears to buoy the Twin Metals project after Duluth Metals' corporate value continued to shrink without a major investor to help the so-called Canadian junior mining company at a time when metal values are declining. Maria Straudens, Duluth Metals' vice president of corporate relations, said Antofagasta has deeper pockets. They have the ability to get through what is really turning out to be tough times for the industry, especially for some Canadian juniors like Duluth Metals. Straudens said she expects the Duluth Metals name to fade away completely after the deal is completed. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.